Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's good to have you here live with us for another session of Read the Word. If you were not alive, it would be tough to have you here with us. Hopefully you had a great Tuesday all day, March the 1st. Look at there. We're already in the month of March, man. This year is flying by. Isn't that something? How time flies. Today, we're going to be talking about the residual effects of the rebellion of the children of Israel at Kadesh Barnea. And then we're going to talk about Aaron's rod that budded. And we're going to talk a little bit more about what happened yesterday also as we continue to go forward in this. Now, remember this, we're going to put in some timestamps in here. You might want to put a timestamp in on some of the comments. You might be like, that's a good point. Look at what time it is and make a comment and leave a timestamp there because somebody else will come by and they will see your timestamp, click on it, and they'll be like, wow, that's a good point right there. That's the benefit of it. And we're just glad to have you with us. Here we go. Pray this opening prayer with us like we pray every time we come here. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith so that I will be rooted and grounded in love. And I will be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height? So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. I may be filled with all the fullness of God. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Here we go. Numbers chapter 16. This is a tough time in Israel's life right here. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, Kohath, the son of Levi, with Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and An, the son of Pelah, sons of Reuben, took men. And they rose up before Moses with some of the children of Israel, 250 leaders. Did you see that number? 250 of them, and they were leaders of the congregation, representatives of the congregation, men of renown. I know I'm stopping early, but it doesn't matter who gathers themselves together against one of God's leaders. Don't you be a part of it. These guys are getting ready to go to hell alive. Verse 3, they gathered together against Moses and Aaron and said to them, you take too much upon yourselves, for all the congregation is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why then do you exalt yourself above the assembly of the Lord? If you only knew how many times I've heard that said to me. Verse 4, so when Moses heard it, he fell on his face. And he spoke to Korah and all his company, saying, tomorrow morning, the Lord will show who is his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near to him, that one whom he chooses, he will cause to come near to him. Verse 6, do this. Take censers, Korah, and all your company. Put fire in them. Put incense in them before the Lord tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom the Lord chooses is the Holy One. The Lord is the Holy One. You take too much upon yourselves, you sons of Levi. Then Moses said to Korah, hear now, you sons of Levi. It is a small thing to you that the God of Israel has separated from you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself to do the work of the tabernacle of the Lord. Stand before the congregation to serve them. and that he has brought you near to himself, you and all your brethren, the sons of Levi with you? And are you seeking the priesthood also? Verse 11. Therefore, you and all your company are gathered together against the Lord. And what is Aaron that you complain against him? And Moses sent to call Dothan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab. But they said, we will not come up. Is it a small thing that you have brought us up out of a land flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, that you should keep prince over us? Moreover, you have not brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey, nor given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Will you put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up. Verse 15. Then Moses was very angry and said to the Lord, do not respect their offering. I have not taken one donkey from them, nor have I hurt one of them. Moses said to Korah, tomorrow you and all your company be present before the Lord, you and they, as well as Aaron. Let each take his censer and put incense in it, and each one of you bring his censer before the Lord. 250 censers, both you, each with his censer. So every man took his censer, put fire in it, laid incense on it, and stood at the door of the tabernacle of meeting with Moses and Aaron. This is really strange, but this gives me an uneasy feeling on the inside of me, knowing what's getting ready to happen to these people. And Korah gathered all the congregation against him at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. And the glory of the Lord appeared to all the congregation. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. Then they fell on their faces and said, O God, the God of spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin and you be angry with all the congregation? So the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the congregation, saying, get away from the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Then Moses rose and went to Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spoke to the congregation, saying, depart now from the tents of these wicked men. Touch nothing of theirs, lest you be consumed in all their sins. So they got away from around the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And Dathan and Abiram came out and stood at the door of their tents with their wives, their sons, and their little children. And Moses said, by this you shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own will. Verse 29. If these men die naturally like all men, or if they're visited by the common fate of all men, then the Lord has not sent me. But if the Lord creates a new thing, and the earth opens its mouth and swallows them up with all that belongs to them, and they go down alive into the pit, then you will understand that these men have rejected the Lord. Who did they reject? Not Moses and Aaron. They rejected the Lord. All these words, that the ground split apart under them, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up with their households, and all the men with Korah, with all their goods. So they and all those with them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed over them, and they perished from among the assembly. Ah. Then all Israel who were around them fled at their cry, for they said, lest the earth swallow us up also. And a fire came out from the Lord and consumed the 250 men who were offering incense. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, tell Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, to pick up the censers out of the blaze, for they are holy, and scatter the fire some distance away. The censers are these men who sinned against their own souls. Ah, let them be made into hammered plates as a covering for the altar, because they presented them before the Lord. Therefore they are holy, and they shall be a sign to the children of Israel. Verse 39, Eleazar the priest took the bronze censers which those who were burned up had presented, and they were hammered out as a covering on the altar to be a memorial to the children of Israel, that no outsider who is not a descendant of Aaron should come near to the offers incense before the Lord, that he might not become like Korah and his companions, just as the Lord had said to him through Moses. Amazing. Alarming. God is serious about his priesthood. Verse 41. On the next day. How can you forget that easy? 41. On the next day, all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron, saying, kill the people of the Lord. Happened when the congregation had gathered against Moses and Aaron, they turned toward the tabernacle of meeting, and suddenly the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. Then Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of meeting, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, get away from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell on their faces. 46. So Moses said to Aaron, take a censer, put fire in it from the altar, put incense on it, take it quickly to the congregation, and make atonement for them. For the wrath has gone out from the Lord, the plague has begun. Then Aaron took it as Moses commanded, and ran into the midst of the assembly, and already the plague had begun among the people. So he put in the incense and made atonement for the people, and he stood between the dead and the living, so the plague was stopped. Now those who died in the plague were 14,700 people. Besides those who died in the Korah incident. So Aaron returned to Moses at the door of the tabernacle of meeting, for the plague had been stopped. And people think it's no big deal. And this day, to mock and complain about God's preachers. You may not agree with what somebody says or does. Okay? But you better not mock them. And you better not be speaking against them, because they don't belong to you. They belong to God. There's about 10 Facebook, YouTube pages of people who mock preachers every day. I honestly don't know how they're still alive. The sad part is their numbers are growing of people mocking preachers. Well, Pastor, what if they're wrong? Who made you or me their judge? Who elevated a human who has never been in the fivefold ministry to a position to judge one of God's people when you read this story? Do not put yourself in that position. If your mouth has been that loose, man, repent of your sin right now. I'm serious with you. And maybe things will change in your life. You don't worship a pastor, fivefold minister ever. Don't ever worship a man. But the fivefold ministry works for God. And God is the one who appoints them and disappoints them, not a man. And when you put your mouth in that, my goodness sakes alive, look what just happened. Well, I'm in the New Testament. Ananias and Sapphira lied in church and were smitten immediately by God. You might say, Pastor, this is a whole lot heavier than what we usually get. It's because this is a very serious situation, and the same demon running those people is in this world today. And Christian people have no fear of the Lord, and he's still the same God that of this day, right now, today. And he's serious about people who mock his men and women. If they're wrong, he will judge them, not you and me. Whew. I don't know if you can tell, this story stirs me up, and it causes me to have such great fear for people, because they're so fast to run their mouth. Power of life and death is right here in our own tongue. What do I say? I like what God said to Dr. Barclay, my ordaining elder, about Oral Roberts when he made the statement about the Tower of Faith. The pastor went to God praying. So what do I, people asking me? And he said, Mark, this is what God said. Mark, was you in the room when I told Oral what to say? He goes, no, sir, I was not. He said, then it's none of your business, and you better leave it alone and tell everybody around you to leave it alone. What does that do? See how safe that is for you? Who are we to judge what God told somebody else? They're going to go wrong. They'll go wrong. Everybody will see it. Just keep your mouth off it. Okay. Have I said enough? I want to see you strong. And the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. And he's the one who takes care of those gifts. Chapter 17. At 17 minutes, we got to chapter 17. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, and get from them a rod for each father's house, all their leaders according to their father's house, 12 rods. Write each man's name on his rod, and you shall write Aaron's name on the rod of Levi, for there shall be one rod for the head of each father's house. And you shall pass them in the tabernacle, place them in the tabernacle of meeting before the testimony where I meet with you. And it shall be that the rod of the man whom I choose will blossom. Thus I will rid myself of the complaints of the children of Israel, which they make against you. So Moses spoke to the children of Israel. Each of the leaders gave him a rod apiece. For each leader, according to their father's house, 12 rods, and the rod of Aaron was among their rods. Moses placed the rods before the Lord in the tabernacle of witness. Came to pass on the next day that Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron of the house of Levi had sprouted and put forth buds, had produced blossoms, and yielded ripe almonds in one night. Wow. Say it with me. Miracles, signs, and wonders. God loves to show his power off so that you and I will believe. Verse 9. Moses brought out all the rods from before the Lord to the children of Israel. And they looked, and each man took his rod. And the Lord said to Moses, bring Aaron's rod back before the testimony, to be kept as a sign against the rebels, that you may put their complaints away from me, lest they die. Wow. So the children of Israel spoke to Moses, saying, surely we die, we perish, we will all perish. Whoever even comes near the tabernacle of the Lord must die. Shall we all utterly die? Wow, 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 and wow. Now, when you think about what we just read, guys, in the Old Testament, I mean, death happened like that. In the New Testament, death still happens. It just doesn't happen as fast. And because people choose to be deceived, because you choose it, then you sear your conscience, you harden your heart, and then the Bible says that God sends you a strong delusion that you will believe a lie. And that's why these three chapters they're just, to me, it's like, man, we're at Kadesh Barnea, go in. Have you ever been there, Pastor? Oh, yeah. And everything within me said, we're going in. Let's take the land. Let's go. Let's take the land. Let's go. Let's take the land. Complain. Because God takes complaining so serious, because what complaining says is, it doesn't matter what you've done for me before today. Look at what's going in my life right now. And look at what God did for them. He totally annihilated the greatest nation in the world all around them, and then gave them the plunder, and they were slaves. Think about that. I encourage you, get you a notebook like this. You get whatever you like, and then start taking notes and date them, and just start writing down. This is my notes from 2021. And just start writing down every day what you can remember that God has done to you, opportunities he's given you, jobs, opportunities, money, health, strength, people, favorable people on your job, your life. And write them down in a book so you can cause yourself to remember. Because it's one of the most important words of the Old Testament. Remember what I've done for you. Do not forget what I've done for you. Remember how many times he said, build an altar? Why is he saying that? So the next generation will say to this generation, what was that for? Call them censers and made a covering for the altar. Why? So they would not forget these 250 people who stood up against God. That's the worst part of it, is they stood up against God. Wow. As you can tell, I'm fired up about this. You don't have to love everybody that preaches. You don't have to follow everybody that preaches. But just keep your mouth quiet and tell other people, man, quit judging them. You don't know what's going on. I'm going to say this. A lot of people judge Joel Osteen that have never pastored a church one day in their life. They don't know what it's like to go from not being a pastor to now being a pastor of 50,000 people. You don't know what that is. So don't judge him, because you don't know what's on the other side of this camera, on this life, especially going from zero to pastoring 50,000 people. Who are you to judge that man? I'm not saying he's right or wrong. That ain't mine to judge. This is my word. Keep your mouth right. What do you say, Pastor? I just look at it and say, man, I'm not the judge. I'm not the judge. Kidding me? I got enough work taking care of myself. It's worrying about somebody else, and I don't know nothing about them. And I ain't new. Just keep yourself clear in God, and help other people learn the same thing, stand or fall, in Jesus' mighty name. Well, maybe you're here tonight, you're like, wow, this is interesting. I don't usually talk this much. We usually just read the word. This is one of those New Testament processes that we got to get right, man. This day is too short, and Jesus is coming, and you can't be messing around with anything. Got to keep your heart free, because this literally, the rapture could happen any day, guys. Any moment. Russia has already told Israel, get out of the Golan Heights. And that's the hills where God's going to drag Russia and wipe him out. And when he does, that's the day of the rapture. That can happen any day. I'm not freaking anybody out, because we're going to heaven. But if it freaks you out, then send me an email and say, Pastor, help me see what it is you see. And I'll be glad to. I got like 10 videos of it in Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray the prayer of salvation like we always do, so that maybe you came here tonight and you're like, I want to be right with God, Pastor. Ready? Pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
And John chapter 1.
When
I believe in you,
when I believe believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose triumphant on the third day.
And you rose triumphant on the third day.
I receive you into my life right now, today.
I receive you into my life right now.
Filling every part of me.
Filling every part of me.
From the top of my head.
From the top of my head.
To the bottom of my feet.
To the bottom of my feet.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
The word of
pray God. In my heavenly language
my heavenly
and live a successful life
and live a successful
as a believer every day.
As a believer every
day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Well, you might say, Pastor, what just happened to me? I can feel like it's hot water or something all over me. Yeah, it's what happened. You just went from darkness to light. Because Jesus is the light of the world, and you just ask him to fill you. And he did. You just went from fear to faith. Why? Sin is filled with fear. And God just wiped it all away and sent you Jesus, the author and finisher of the faith, and he now lives within you. You just went from your sin to Jesus' righteousness, and you were made into his righteousness. The Father looked at Jesus and said, adopt them into the family. You not only got a new name, you got a new DNA. And for the rest of your life, what you have to do is walk with him. Pray this with me. Say, Jesus, help me walk with you today.
Jesus, help me walk with you today.
Pray it in the morning. Pray it at noon. Pray it at supper. Pray it when you lay down and go to sleep at night. And let him talk to you. He will. Because what you just got was a relationship with your father who created you in your mama's womb. And that ain't a religion. And that ain't a denomination. That's a relationship with your father. They got my email address and website right in the notes of the lady got me there. 90-second lady got me. My email address and website are in the notes of this program. Send me an email saying, hey, Pastor, I prayed the prayer tonight or this morning, and I want to let you know about it. And then ask me a question. Give me a prayer request. Tell me a story. I will help you walk with God. That's my place. I have over 600 videos of discipleship training that can be a blessing to you, and I'm glad to share them with you. Until we see you again tomorrow morning, same time, same station. Remember this. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you.
And
Jesus is Lord.
Lord.
Don't forget to look at those timestamps in the comments and in the notes. We'll see you soon.